Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, I want to say something. And you know this. You might get mad at me because you don't like me saying stuff like this, but I am a big fan of both James Harden and Chris Paul. Chris Paul is one of the greatest point guards to ever play the game. And James Harden, I was voting for him for MVP when hardly anybody else was. In 2015, when Steph won his first MVP, I voted for James Harden. I thought he should have won it that year for carrying the Rockets. He obviously won it last year, and I voted for him then. Didn't vote for him this year. Went with Giannis. But as much as I like those guys, I hope the Houston Rockets get swept.
What?
Because they are representing so much of what is wrong with society today.
Oh, now you're going to paint with a broad brush.
Yes, I am. Let me finish.
This is societal.
Let me finish. Number one, and this is relegated to the world of sports. They are too analytics heavy. All right, we see it in baseball, Rob, where now it's all about home runs and launch angle, and you don't care if you strike out 200 times a year. Doesn't matter. Just hit homers. Small ball is gone. Don't manufacture runs. Don't steal bases. The switches. It's too much analytics. And all they want to do in Houston is shoot threes or paint shots. No more mid-range game. Where would the NBA be historically without the mid-range game? Some of the most beautiful parts of the NBA have been the mid-range game. And to make matters worse for you, Houston Rockets, to add insult to your injury that Golden State puts on you, they use the mid-range game. The one team you can't beat uses the mid-range game. So that's number one. They're too analytics heavy, and we saw it to the nth degree with their GM, Daryl Morey, sending this overblown letter to the NBA or writing it and then talking to the NBA about it, of how the referees cost the Houston Rockets a championship last year. Stop it. Which leads me to the second thing. And this is a problem in society today. Too much of a sense of entitlement. And that's where all this complaining comes from. You think the league owes you something? Like some people think the world owes them something. The referees don't owe you anything. Stop jackknifing when you take a three-pointer. Stop jumping to your right to draw contact when you take a three-pointer. The league doesn't owe you a playoff victory. The league doesn't owe you bogus foul calls. Everybody gets punished from bad officiating. It's human error. There were calls that were missed on the Warriors, calls that were missed on the Rockets. Maybe more were missed on the Rockets. That's what the league said. Okay, fine, but it happens. Move past it. You're not entitled to anything. That's the second thing. And then the third, we're in the era of fake news, right? I turn it to whatever channel, whatever news channel I turn it to, I'm not getting news. I'm getting propaganda. A lot of it fake on both sides.
What did you read? Pravda this morning?
And now, with all of the flopping, all the offensive flopping that the Houston Rockets do, and they're great at it. And I don't hate on James Harden for doing it, but it's flopping. That's fake news. It's the equivalent of fake news.
Can I talk?
I'm not really, didn't really get fouled. I actually fouled him, but I got the call. Fake news. So I'm getting sick and tired of the Houston Rockets. As much as I've liked them in the past, I hope you get swept. Your turn. You know I'm right, too.
As usual, Chris Broussard, the king of prisoner of the moment. Oh, my God, the house is burning down. This is what the Rockets have been doing forever. And, Chris, stop. You know what?
Don't be using my statement.
Stop it. And here it is. The flopping was so, like, as if this is new and that Houston just started this. The flopping was so bad that the NBA to constitute a rule in 2012, this is 2019, about flopping because it's already been done. This ain't new.
It's a part of their game plan.
But it ain't new.
I ain't saying it was new.
Chris, you're making it like,
it's a part of
like
their game plan.
This is ruining the game.
No,
they were already
ruining
the game with the flopping. It had gotten ridiculous. It was worse than soccer. My point is that, yes, I wish they would try to make shots and stop with all the complaining.
I'm
tired
of
talking
America,
about
it. In other words, he agrees with me.
No, I don't agree with you. I think you're just over the top with it. Yes, would I rather them just try to make shots? But this is not new. This is not new. The way they call the games in the playoffs is not new. They want you to make baskets. They're not going to bail you out. This has always been. I've been covering the league since 1987. I didn't see anything new the other night.
In other words,
that
America,
game,
he agrees with
I don't agree with you.
You are saying everything
no,
I'm saying.
No, I'm not. You're making it like
you
it's
you don't know how to debate,
I
Mr.
do.
Parker.
I've been doing this
you
for 90
up,
years.
You pick up. You
no.
When you debate me, you don't debate what I said.
Yeah, I heard what you said. I'm
you're
thinking.
Agreeing.
You're agreeing. No, you're making
just
it like.
Just admit it.
I'm not. You're making
you
it like this
take.
Is new. Like it happened. Oh, my God. They're ruining the game. I want them
I
to lose.
I never said that.
Yes, you said you want them to get swept because you're tired of watching what they do. Teams have been
They've
doing this.
They've become the embodiment.
No, other teams have done this. This is not old,
Always
Chris.
Offended.
Stop.
That's what the flopping. Look at the facial expressions. Look at the flops when they fall. Oh, we're so offended. That's society today. You said this about us. You said that. Chris Paul running up to the ref, bumping him. Over what?
He's the first guy to bump
over
a ref.
What?
He's the first guy to bump
no,
a ref.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm
that's
just, so that's
I never
what's
said
new
they
about
were the first.
It. It's nothing
Did
new.
Did I ever use the word, they're the first?
No. But you're disgusted and you're just like, oh, they got to get swept because they're flopping.
I don't think they will
and they're
swept.
Overreacting.
I just said the way they're acting, they have offended so – it's gone way over the top. You know it. You agree. You agree that they've gone way too far with this complaining.
The complaining I don't like, but I understand what they are trying to get calls. This has been in the game for a long time.
Have they not gone over the top, though, Rob?
That's all I'm saying.
I never said they were the first.
I'm talking about complaining.
Do they not go over the top with the analytics?
No, I'm just talking
about
complaining. They could do what – you know what? I would rather we go back, and I don't want to sound like an old man. I really don't. But that's where we are when you talk about I would much rather the game where there's the other stuff where
again
up
America
and, no,
he agrees with me
but
it's
I'm not,
okay
but they've done very well doing what they've done and that's my point is that they went game seven so it ain't like they got no shot to win doing what they've done and playing Mike D'Antoni style and putting up threes and all that they were this close to getting to the finals a year ago in a game seven with Chris Paul not playing. So it's not like it's not working, Chris.
I never said they weren't a great team, and I don't think they'll get swept. I'm just saying they're rubbing me the wrong way to the point where I'm like, sweep them, boys. That's all I'm saying. And you agree.
I don't agree.
You agree with the analytics point.
I just think that
you agree with the complaining too much.
I just think that you're a prisoner of the moment, and you're making
How?
A big deal. Because they're not the first. My God.
I never said they were the first. That's my point.
Why are you bothered now? You were bothered
because
in 2012.
Because they've gone way over the top.
When David Stern put in the flopping thing.
Yeah, in 2012, they weren't too analytics heavy.
Was that Stern or was that? Yeah, that was Stern.
That would have been Stern. In 2012, they weren't too analytics
but
heavy.
But the flopping was ridiculous.
I never said they were the first to flop. I'm just saying my point about the flopping is they're always offended. And they are one of the first to flop offensively. Most guys flop defensively.
Are you flopping or flipping? I mean, what the flop are you saying?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know what you mean.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
One of our favorite NBA guests. He is an NBA champion, also a Fox Sports NBA analyst. And I know Rob Parker. I'm just going to let you take this one after I introduce him, Rob. Our buddy, Antonio Daniels. Welcome, my man. I hope you're ready to.
All right. Come on with it.
Well, Rob G, when we hang up on you, he'll give you my email address. And you can go to Wingstop.com and order my wings, because I get 20.
Was it 20 wings, or 40?
20, right?
Because Antonio got bold.
That's right. You're right. It is 40. It's 40 plus a large drink.
Hey, I'm so disappointed. We can make it 80.
What?
That's how disappointed I am.
You're gonna send me. All right, let's make it 80 plus a large Diet Coke.
Hey, you got it, man. You got it. But you know what? I'm a man that pays my bets. I lost fair and square. We got beat down fair and square, should I say. I'm going to leave it at that.
All right, Rob G will give you my email.
Okay.
You are a man of integrity. Well, he is going to pay up his bet.
Only because, Antonio, today I cashed out another 300 wing from somebody else who believed in the Lakers. So you're just one of another victim, and you guys are at least pay up.
So you got 380 wins coming. You going to get a Diet Coke with it?
Yeah,
nice.
One Diet Coke. There you go.
Right. All right, Antonio, let's get to the NBA talk. And let's start with the Rockets and Warriors. You actually believe – see, I'm sick of the complaining about the Rockets. I'm not saying – I do think Klay was in the landing spot in the first half a few times. Uh-huh. No question. I don't think Harden got fouled by Draymond on the last play. I thought Chris Paul overreacted. He's lucky to be playing tonight because he did bump the ref. What's your take on this? Because you seem to be in support of the Rockets.
No, I'm not in support of the Rockets. What I am in support of is the NBA started off this year basically saying there are a few things that we are going to focus on. One of them was guys landing in the area of basically allowing a guy to come down where he shoots. That's one of them. The other one was the freedom of movement. Okay, they brought that to the table. So every year, NBA officials, they go around the locker rooms and say, look, this is what we are going to focus on this year. I completely understand that. But you cannot focus on that for 82 games of the season. And then when the game starts the second week of April, say, you know what? Now it's the playoffs. Now we're going to change the way the game was officiated all year long. James Harden has made a living all year long. He went to the free throw line 11 times a game for a reason, because referees focused on that. So now to say, because it's the second round of the playoffs, now we're not going to make the same calls that we made all year, I'm just not in favor of that. I just want to see consistency. If this is what you're going to do, start the season with it this way. That way, when it comes around to this time of the year, there's nothing to complain about.
All right, Antonio, he went 14 times to the line in game one. They, as a team, went 29, which is five more than they did during the regular season on average. So, again, I think there were some calls that were missed, with particularly Klay Thompson. Agree as well, though, that – you know, in the playoffs, it's kind of an unwritten understanding. Am I wrong? You obviously are a champion, that it's called differently in the postseason.
And this is what James Harden has struggled with for as long as I can remember, though. This is what he has struggled with all year. If you go back and he dominates during the regular season, and then people call it a meltdown during playoff time because he's not getting the same calls during the playoffs that he got during the regular season. So basically now what you're telling him is he has to adjust his game. I tell you one thing they haven't changed, the freedom of movement. They haven't changed that a whole lot. You know, that's been called all year long, and they're calling it the same way in the playoffs. But I completely get it. I understand exactly what you're saying, Chris, about how the games are officiated different come playoff time. But when the officiating and the rules have changed this much and have allowed this, like, not so much contact, it's hard to adjust to that at this time of the year.
The only problem I have is people want to see you make baskets. I mean, I don't want to go to a game and it's all about the officials. And I think that's I think that's part of what they're trying to do is they're not going to bail you out because you stick your leg out after you put up a three. Try to make the basket. And I think
But haven't they? Okay, here's my question though: have they bailed him out all year long?
I know, but we know that they officiate differently. And you know what, Antonio, would be like a pitcher. You're in a an umpire is not giving you a thing. You could complain all day, or you could adjust. And he knows that if he doesn't make an adjustment, his team's not going to have a chance to win. So you just can't keep bellyaching, oh, he's not giving me that pitch on the outside corner. He's not going to call it. So at some point, you throw the ball closer to the plate, or you have to walk everybody. And that's my thing, is like, this is not new to him.
Right. I completely understand where you're coming from. Because watching that Golden State game, it went both ways. Because some of those were fouls, but some of those were flops. And the NBA has come to a place where it's not about making baskets anymore. It's about trying to confuse the officials
right. As
to what is a foul and what's not a foul, as opposed to just focusing on making the shots. That's how you know James Harden has been bailed out for a lot of this year by getting to the foul line. And that's the difference between somebody like James Harden and Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant doesn't need the foul line to give you 50 points. He's going to give you 50 points with his eyes shut because he's the most offensively skilled guy in the league today.
Right. We're joined by NBA champion Antonio Daniels. Antonio, let's go over to the Eastern Conference game that's about to start in about 30 minutes. I think you're with Rob and I. You picked the Bucks over Boston. Are we correct? Okay. Give me some good news. I mean, a lot of people are thinking that this series is over. I think that's premature, but certainly, you know, the Bucks didn't look good in game one, and Boston seems to have found itself. So what are you thinking the Bucks need to do in game two? Any adjustments or what they need to do to win the day?
This is going to sound super simple, and I do agree with what Bud said. Post game, he said we're not. He thinks adjustments are overrated in a sense, and that sounds like he's coming straight from Greg Popovich. Because sometimes it's not about the adjustments; it just comes down to the guys playing harder and guys playing better. If Giannis Antetokounmpo plays better in game one, that's not the case. We're having a different conversation right now. The fact that he struggled the way he did put them down the game because he's their most important player. Everything goes off of Giannis Antetokounmpo. If he plays well, the Bucks play well. If Giannis struggles, the Bucks will struggle. So I do agree with what Bud said. He said a lot of times it's not just about making adjustments. It's about guys playing harder and certain guys playing better. And I do agree with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think people panicked about Milwaukee. Especially, you know, just the way as bad as it looked. I was also a little bit surprised that Giannis was surprised at what Boston did to him. Shouldn't they have expected a little of that when you have such a dominant player? You're not going to let him be the guy to beat you?
But that's what they've experienced all year. That's what they've gone through
all
year.
So you don't think Boston did a lot different?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't think Boston did a lot different than what Milwaukee and Giannis Antetokounmpo have faced all year long. Basically, what a lot of teams have said is, you know what, we are going to crowd the middle, make Giannis play in the crowd. That's the whole point of giving them Chris Middleton and bringing in guys like Lopez and bringing in guys to stress the floor, Nico Mirotic and Ersan Ilyasova, bringing in these other guys to stress the floor, so now you have shooting around Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now that you've seen it, now maybe you can attack it a different way. But I will tell you this, to give credit to Boston, Al Horford did an excellent job individually on Giannis when he had the opportunity to. He knew where his help was coming from. He trusted those behind him, and that's what good defensive teams do.
Antonio, we got 30 seconds left. Without LeBron James in these playoffs, I think other guys are getting the shine. And a lot of America is just starting to see Nikola Jokic in Denver and how good he is. Is it crazy? I think I've said Embiid's the best big man in the league, but is it crazy to start thinking, it might be Jokic?
It's not crazy. I've said all year, I think Nikola Jokic is the most skilled big in the league. You know, there's very few bigs in the league that can do everything. Right. That can shoot, that can pass, they have great footwork, that you can put them at the high post and play out of the high post area. You can put them in the block and play out of the block. Everything that Denver does revolves around Nikola Jokic. Man, that dude can go. He is first team center to me. I love Joel Embiid. I love how dominant he is. But Nikola Jokic right now, and I am not a prisoner of the moment type guy, Nikola Jokic right now is the first team center on an All-NBA team.
Great stuff from our man, NBA champion Antonio Daniels. We appreciate it, man.
And, yeah.
And get those wings out to Rob.
That's right. Don't forget.
For sure.
Rob G got you.
I got you, brother.
My man. My man. Thank you.
All right, Antonio. Peace.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Let's go to the Chicago Cubs. What they're doing with Addison Russell, Rob.
Yeah, this is a problem, Chris.
Well, you going to describe it for the listeners?
Yeah, go ahead. You can start it, and then I'll just...
Well, some reporters have written that the Cubs... Addison Russell has been accused of, domestic violence and cheating on his wife in 2017. Obviously, that's not a crime, but also domestic violence. His wife filed for divorce and accused him of domestic violence.
And he got 40 games.
Yeah, he was suspended for 40 games. He'll be back soon. And the Cubs, this Friday, he'll be back. And the Cubs are not only trying to encourage reporters to do positive stories on him, but according to reporters, they are threatening. The Cubs public relations staff have threatened the media that write negative stories about Addison Russell. I know you have big problems with this. The floor is yours.
100%. This is not how it's done, okay? Addison Russell, Chris, has to face the music, has to embrace, you know, like what he did, own up to it, own it, talk about the wrongs of domestic violence, and there's a punishment. But before we can rebuild the house, we first have to tell the story of the house that burnt down.
Right.
That's what we do as reporters.
And we have to tear the house down.
Am I right? All the way down, and we'll tell you what went on, and then as you rebuild the house, we'll tell you that story. I get it. He was a budding star for the Cubs when they won the World Series, Chris. It was all about him. And they're about to get him back, and I understand it. He was a big part of that franchise. But he did something terribly wrong and was the first guy to get the baseball domestic violence 40-game suspension. So he's the poster child of this.
Yeah, I understand. You and I both have been beat writers. We
and
know
reporters
how PR,
from major
right.
newspapers.
We know how PR staffs work. I have no problem with the PR staff for the Cubs trying to encourage writers to, hey, why don't you do a positive story? He's doing his community service.
Or show pointed out, yes.
You know, yeah, things like that. But where they've crossed the line is in threatening. And again, here it is. One media member has said that they were privately instructed by the Cubs to lay off of Addison Russell and then threatened with reprisal if they didn't lay off him. And another media
member confirmed. They should be fired.
Yeah, once you start threatening reporters because of what they write, that's a problem. That's where they've gone way too far. The reporters, and sometimes the general public doesn't understand this. They don't work for the Cubs.
They don't work for the Cubs.
They work for their newspapers.
Or whatever organization or website or TV station. That's what they do. And they don't owe the Cubs anything.
No. And their job is to be objective reporters and write what is true.
And when he comes back, Chris, it would be like, well, don't ask him about this. What are you talking about? It's the biggest story. You just served a 40-game suspension.
Right.
What do you think the first question, Chris, is going to be at his locker in the clubhouse on Friday? It'll be about, did you learn your lesson? Right. What did you do during that time? Have you had time to reflect? Have you changed? Are you still going through the... I'm sorry.
Yep.
That's the comp. Not about, are you playing shortstop tonight? Have you been hitting?
Nah,
that, those
right.
will not be the questions.
Right.
And the Cubs should say to Addison Russell, be ready. Stand up in front of your locker. Man up. Stick your chest out. You pay. We're not asking you to pay the rest of your life.
Right.
We're not. And I'm not saying that a year from now or the end of the season we're asking you those same questions. If you go out, own it from the beginning. I made a mistake. I'm wrong. I feel terrible. And I thought about it every day I wasn't with my teammates.
Yep.
And, you know, if you say those kind of things, people understand.
Well, not
this
only
is a very
that, Rod,
forgiving country, Chris.
If you give that type of transparent answer on day one, they may not ask you about it on day two, and certainly not three or four.
If you answer
like,
all the questions
quickly,
right.
If you handle it. But if you sit there and you mean mug them, and I'm not talking about that, the questions will continue.
Keep coming until you face the music and answer, and people don't get it. These are the ones. I remember there was something that happened where there was a press conference about a player with the Tigers who Johnny Peralta, the shortstop, got busted for steroids. They told the reporters, don't ask him any questions about his suspension, whatever. And they said, if you ask the manager, Jim Leland, the press conference is over. So what do you think the first question was? Can you talk about Johnny Peralta?
Right.
And then they said, we told you not that. No,
right.
That's not your job. You don't tell us what questions to ask. And it's not about beating a dead horse or any of that stuff or that we have to bring it up for the rest of his life. But I'm telling you, come Friday, if he's transparent, if he's willing to take on and understand it comes with the territory.
Yeah.
Once you've done something, it's the same thing, Chris, when you do something great and they're all around your locker and they can eat up all the good stuff, right, that you did. It's the same thing. And guys got to understand that. I'm telling you, whoever those PR people who are talking about threatening,
no.
They should be fired.
Right.
That's not the job of the media.
To your point,
they're
probably getting it. That's probably from above them.
Well, that's a bad look.
I would guess. Wouldn't you think it's coming from above, or you think that's the PR?
Some of the PR people independently think that their job is to keep the players away from us, or for you know what I mean. Like you ever been in a press scrum with a lot of reporters, Chris, and the PR guy goes, okay, one more, or that's it, and tries to stop it. And we're like, why? The player's cooperating, and we're getting good stuff. Why are we stopping it? Because they feel like, well, let me stop it and bail him out. No, let us do our job.
Right.
He's not finished yet. And if they give up the best, give him the best advice, it would be to stand up there and just take it because you have to.
And also, Rob, to your point, this is a forgiving country and forgiving society. Exhibit A, and he screwed up again, apparently, but Tyreek Hill did something egregious in college. He punched his pregnant girlfriend. I can't even fathom punching your pregnant girlfriend in the stomach. Choked her. Okay, went to rehab or counseling and all that,
and they gave
and
him
was
a
forgiven.
Gave him a second.
Joe
chance.
Mixon knocked a girl out with a punch on video.
Yes,
and has been forgiven and is now in the league. And I haven't seen any recent incidents. So hopefully he has changed. Tyreek would have been fine. Even when Kareem Hunt went through his situation, you didn't hear much about, why didn't y'all cut Tyreek? People had moved there and said, look, he did his wrong.
Remember in college, right, because it was college that they suspended him and he did that.
Nobody was saying you better cut Tyreek too. They were willing to move on and forgive him.
Absolutely.
And obviously he's put himself back in this bad situation. But that's the point is that, look, you got to deal with the heat for the first day, couple days, week, whatever. And then if you handle yourself, you'll move on. Heck, it's not, domestic violence. But how about Alex Rodriguez? He has become, he's beloved.
He is the voice of, he's the face of baseball.
Right.
On television, he's doing something, Chris, nobody gets to do. He's network on FS1's baseball coverage and Sunday
That's
Night Baseball.
Incredible.
You know
on
that.
On ESPN.
On ESPN.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So he has both platforms. Here's a guy who was disliked and hated and all that other kind of stuff. And this is the point that you can make. You can't, and not that he was involved in anything close
no,
to
no,
what.
No, no, no. But just steroids.
But just
performance-enhancing drugs. In fact, off the top of my head, has anybody bounced back from PED use in baseball like him? Barry Bonds, we don't really see much of. McGuire's coaching.
He was a hitting coach, right?
Yeah, they've been hitting coach. But, you know, then.
But not now.
I haven't really, I can't think.
And Pete Clemens we don't see that often.
No, no.
And Pete Rose.
He was doing
He was doing
on
great
the
on the pregame show. And then, you know, I don't even know what.
Right,
you know,
how to even describe it. He had his issues again, right?
With a minor female, and it crashed everything.
I thought
Pete Rose was funny on television.
I thought he was becoming, and maybe I overuse this term, but I thought he was becoming like a poor man's Charles Barkley.
And you know what? I'm glad you say that, because I believe that pre- and post-game show
was rival to
TNT's great pre and
post. It was like the baseball.
Am I right? The baseball version.
Yeah, I mean,
not all the way to that level, but I'm just saying.
Yep.
It was
great.
Like that, because you had A-Rod and him and Pete Rose and laughing.
Frank Thomas.
Yeah, it was a nice crew together.
Yep.
And then Pete Rose, so he's out of there. But Addison Russell, man, face the music. The Cubs back off the media. Let them do their jobs in time. As Addison Russell, as you say, Chris, does some community service, and there are other stories to cover. Hayes at the Boys and Girls Club.
Right.
They will do those stories.
Yep.
I'm telling kids not to hit boys, not to hit girls. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And giving that message, they will write those stories.
Yep.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Let's get to the Warriors series and Kevin Durant and what he's doing. Steve Kerr was asked the other day if he's seen anything like what Kevin Durant has done over the past five games, where he's averaged 40 points. Basically, since Patrick Beverley did a great job on him in game two of the first round series with the Clippers, Kevin Durant has gone berserk. And he has definitely played like the best ball player on the planet, averaging 40 points a game on over 50% shooting. Here's what Kerr said when asked that question.
Have you ever seen anybody have a great four-game stretch like Kevin is having?
There's this guy named Michael something. Can't remember his last name. Kevin's run these last couple weeks has just been off the charts. I've said it a few times this week. I mean, he's the most skilled basketball player on earth. He's one of the most skilled basketball players to ever play the game. There's never been anybody like him. 6'11", you know, handles ball, shoots threes, passes, defends. He's just an unbelievable talent. And I think after we lost game two to the Clippers, I think he just felt like he just had to turn it up and lift us up another level. And that's exactly what he's done.
I love Steve Kerr's sense of humor. Sense of humor. I really do. Like, he knows what, you know, oh, there's this guy named Michael.
Right,
you know what,
right.
You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I agree.
I just love
even it. When he mocked James Harden.
Yes.
With the press conference. That was cool.
Did you see that with the with the reporter, like he was flopping or
right,
whatever?
Right.
Like, yeah, that's a technical on her.
Fouls on her.
Yeah, fouls on her. I just thought that he knows how to handle it. And you know, obviously he did TV. He's a smart guy.
He's a really nice guy.
He really is, and he knows what he's doing. But his case that he made for KD is accurate.
KD is phenomenal. Now here, he as you said, he was obviously talking about Michael Jordan, who he played with in Chicago and won three rings with, I believe.
Yep, I think it's three.
I was watching Speak for Yourself earlier today, and they talked about the topic of whether or not Kevin Durant could challenge, and I wasn't really watching it, but I walked by, it was on the television, and this subtitle, you could see it written on the screen, so I didn't hear what they were saying. It was Jim Jackson, Jason Whitlock, guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Perkins was on there, they were talking about it. But the question was, can Kevin Durant challenge Michael Jordan? Okay, obviously for the best player of all time. Now, Rob, I don't think that's in question. There, I do not see anything within the realm of possibility that Kevin Durant could do to be the equal, be viewed as the equal of Michael Jordan. And I'm saying, if Golden State wins the championship this year, that would be three straight. And then Kevin Durant leaves and goes to New York, say with Kyrie Irving, and say they win another three in New York, I still do not think he would be as good as Michael Jordan, or that the case could be made that he's as good as Michael Jordan. And the difference would be this. Michael Jordan, his six championships, every single one of them was with a team revolving around him. He was not only the best player, he was the architect of the team. As you said yesterday, the Chicago Bulls were a joke.
They were. They never won anything. There was no tradition.
No, they were horrible when Michael Jordan got there. They had a few decent seasons, but they were the equivalent of, I don't know, I can't even say the Orlando Magic because Orlando never, maybe the Charlotte Hornets or something like that. You know, a team never really did anything. And he obviously turned them into a dynasty. And every six,
two
single
times
one of
over.
Them was, yes, based on him. So Kevin Durant, again, we always talk about it. You nitpick when you're talking about greatness. The nitpick would be, yeah, Durant got six rings, and we're going way out on a limb to
we're
say
way,
he didn't get
right,
six.
Right.
But the first three, yeah, he was great. He was Finals MVP, but they were a great team without him. It wasn't his team. It was Steph Curry's team. So I'm just saying, I don't think he can do anything realistically to catch Michael Jordan. I believe you agree. I want to ask you, what about everybody else? What about catching LeBron? What about catching Kobe or passing LeBron and Kobe?
I think he's fair game for all that stuff. I'm with you about the Mike. It would have to be
like win five like, in New York or
right,
something. Yeah,
no,
something
or,
crazy.
Well, it would be like, say if they won this year, they won three. He goes to New York and they win three in a row. Like they hadn't won a championship since 1973.
Right.
His team that he goes and leaves, he leaves Golden State, he wins three more championships in a row, and now he's won six in a row and been to seven. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right,
that
right.
I can look at, and then he's just balling out, putting up these crazy numbers. Then you could look and go, man, that's pretty impressive.
Right.
All right, because
right.
he turned an all-time dead franchise into a champion three times over with all the pressure, all the other stuff. So from that standpoint, But we're not expecting that. So that's why I'm with you
right,
on
that's
that.
Going out on a huge
But
limb.
If he goes to New York, say they win this year, that's three, goes to New York and in a year or two wins another championship or two, and LeBron falters and nothing happens in L.A.
I don't think LeBron's going to win another
one. I don't either. I agree with you.
I think they'll be good. He'll
make a little run,
yeah,
right,
the
but they're not going to.
Yeah.
Even though the Warriors will be derailed, I'm not convinced that automatically opens up everything for LeBron. Because we are seeing these good young teams,
right.
And we're seeing the Denvers, and I know people could poo-poo them all they want, but they got a good young team, and they're not going anywhere.
And these are teams.
Am I right?
These are really good teams.
They are.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you look at it from that standpoint, I'm with you. I don't think it's – I don't see him winning another title unless something happens that I just don't see yet. But I think KD has a chance to pass LeBron and Kobe.
And
do
think about
that.
It, LeBron, I could, and you're right, I don't want to say he's already past Kobe. I mean, in a vacuum, Kobe was tremendous, but Durant is a monster. Like, I would, as an offensive player, I would take Durant over Kobe. He doesn't have the – he's a killer to some degree, but not like Kobe. I don't think he's as tenacious of a defender as Kobe was. But he's a very good defender. And offensively, he is literally unstoppable. And he always shoots. He's efficient, too. You know, and – but I – look, we view LeBron as the second greatest player of all time. But I agree. This is LeBron's era. He's a little younger – but for the most part, they've played together. And if he wins, if he goes to New York, you're right, three straight here.
Right, three straight here.
Go to New York, win, maybe he'd have to win two. Now, here's the thing.
But if he wins one,
yeah, I mean, he would have more than LeBron.
Right, and then you would also go, man, the Knicks couldn't get anything right for 40 years.
Right. That would be big for it.
That's big.
And as much as it was great for LeBron to bring Cleveland his first title in 52 years in any sport,
right.
That's not New York. That was big for Northeast Ohio.
Right, but the Knicks have been down
Knicks
and out for
the Knicks would be big nationally.
Absolutely.
Everybody would rave about that. And, you know, the thing with Durant, he will never be the iconic figure that LeBron is because LeBron was a child prodigy. 15 years
lived
old
up to
on
it.
The cover
lived
of Sports Illustrated, lived up to it.
Lived up
all
to it.
All he's
no
done
doubt.
Off the court. I mean, even you don't like it, but even starting the player-generated super teams. I mean, that's the impact he's had on the league.
That's a negative. I'm going to say that.
But, I mean, it just shows.
No,
but,
I
he will be an icon. I remember when Larry Holmes was following Muhammad Ali. And Holmes was undefeated through what? All like 48 fights or something like that. And there were some, I don't agree, because Ali, a lot of his prime was taken away from him when he was in exile. But there were those that felt Holmes was actually better than Ali. You probably remember that.
Yes, I do.
But he wasn't handsome like Ali. He had a great style. He could dance. He had the jab.
But he didn't have the gift of words like Ali.
He just wasn't the icon that Ali was. And it could be similar with Durant if he gets more rings. Now, I think if he goes to New York in three-peats or heck, even wins back-to-back or something.
If he does something like that, right.
It could be undeniable that you have to say, look, LeBron was a greater icon, but he's better.
And here's the other part we talk about all the time, Chris. In the LeBron era, everybody ate.
That's the thing.
Seriously. Now, you guys
Everybody's eating.
Everybody's wanted to.
And don't give us just the, Golden State was stacked.
No.
Dirk Nowitzki ate.
He ate.
Tim Duncan, and old Tim Duncan.
He ate. Right. Celtics ate.
The Celtics ate. Now he was young, but still, they ate.
They all ate during the LeBron.
Kobe, of course, ate.
The Pistons, 2004, they got a championship. I know he was young.
Yeah, he was that. I wouldn't hold that one against
him. No, I'm just saying. But,
that was
but
the
I'm,
second year.
No, that was the second year, because that was the second year. But I'm just saying, look at all the different people who won championships.
And this, before Durant got to Golden State, that was a homegrown team, Steph and Clay, whoever
and
thought
they, won.
They would
right.
become
they,
some great team.
Right, they
and
won.
And they ate.
And
so
this is the thing
the
that we always talk about, and here's the other flip side. When people say, well, who did Jordan beat? Look at the 10 Hall of Famers who didn't eat during the Michael Jordan era. That's a stronger argument.
Right. That's the thing. Look,
am I right?
I get where people are coming from.
With some of the teams.
It wasn't a super team era.
No, it wasn't.
Everybody had like one or two superstars. Barkley in Phoenix, Ewing in New York. But, I mean, Pippen is a great player, but he's an all-time great because they won. And he was great, don't get me wrong, but because they won,
right.
No. If they don't win, nobody's looking at Pippen as a top 50 player and all that. It was Jordan.
But when you look at who didn't get a championship.
Right, that's the thing. They didn't eat. He didn't share with anybody.
No.
Once he started winning,
it was
he
done.
Did not share. It was over. Just like we talk about LeBron and the way he locked down the East, which was fantastic.
Right. He went 8 years in a row.
Right. Jordan locked down the entire NBA like that.
I think that that's a testament to Jordan. Anybody who really knows those Patrick Ewing and Seattle with Gary Payton, I could go on and on and on with these teams that they just couldn't get it. They couldn't get anything.
And that's where we're getting way out on a limb. This is all hypothetical. But if Durant were to win this year, finals MVP, go to New York, and immediately they win three straight, then you could equate that to, like, he stopped guys from eating. Like Giannis and Kawhi and all the, Lillard, if Portland continues to improve. And, he would just, then you could kind of say that once he got going, he hogged it all, like Jordan did. But, we're getting out there. But Kevin Durant, look, he is playing phenomenal basketball and he deserves a lot of credit for it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com. If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.